Welcome to the Why Not Today podcast, where we celebrate courage, determination, the power of saying why not today. I'm your host, Leslie Kane, and each episode we dive into inspiring stories of individuals who have taken bold steps, faced their fears, and embraced the possibility of today. From entrepreneurs to artists, dreamers to doers, we explore the moments when somebody said, enough waiting, why not today? Join me as we uncover the heartwarming, the audacious, and the transformative. Whether it's pursuing a lifelong passion, overcoming obstacles, or simply choosing joy, our guests share their journeys and inspire us all. I started this podcast in honor of my father, Patrick Kane, who often said, why not today? And remember, you're just one decision away from changing your life. So my guest today, I'm excited about having, and she is somebody I've known for a while. It's Rachel Rosner. And I don't remember exactly where we first met, but I've known you a long time. I remember you being at, and then I don't know if this is the first time I connected with you, at one of the women's walking running groups, and you were talking about shoes. Maybe that was the first connection, and then we just started playing in the same circles. And I was sharing with somebody the other day, you know, your friends are people often that are in close proximity to you. And so we have grown much closer and connected in the last year, because you started, moved your tea shop to where I live, and now you're officially family, because my puppy dog wants to stop and see you every time because you have treats for her, and my younger sister just started working for you. So you'll know all the Kane drama and all the Kane life, because once you're in the Kane fold, you're in there for life. So just warning you. So
I am truly honored to be in the Kane presence. It is large and powerful and amazing to know you guys,
and
all
once
of you.
My mother and my sister find out or are connected to you, then you're connected. So super grateful for that. So Rachel, why don't you introduce yourself a little bit about who Rachel is, and a fun fact, and then we'll get into your courage journeys, because you've had lots.
Thank you, Leslie, for having me today. I really appreciate it. Again, like I said, it's an honor to have gotten to really get to know you in this last year. From the day I moved in to present, we've really kind of harnessed our friendship a little bit more, and I'm really grateful for that. And who is Rachel Rosner? Well, before there was Rachel Rosner, there was Rachel Eisenfeld. And Rachel Eisenfeld had her her first business, which when you brought up the shoe company, that is just such a blast from the past. And really kind of speaks to what, you know, kind of transitions into what I do today. I always like to joke that I would heal people's soul, but then I also heal their soul with tea.
So explain the shoe. Well, never, don't do that now. We're going to get into your courage journey. So just a little bit who Rachel is. Serial entrepreneur.
Serial entrepreneur. Mom of a very amazing little girl. My daughter, Robin. Wife. And my husband is the most supportive person in the world. Yes. And I love to craft. I love to read. I love to be with my friends and connect and make impact. And I've been in the Northern Virginia area for about 15 years.
Okay.
And all over, from Fairfax to Vienna to Gainesville, back to Fairfax, Herndon, all of it. So I
I
know
just
the
know
area.
You for being in Herndon, Reston area. So
I've been all over the DM. I've been all over Northern Virginia. I love it here. I love how there's, you know, so many people I can connect with in very, you know, very different ways. And so that's me in a nutshell.
So what's a fun fact about Rachel that people might not know?
Well, the most fun fact I have, and I don't even know if you know this about me, but I think it was in 20, I want to say it was in 2019. June, I think it was June of 2019, I actually went to Wales and I ran a race called Man versus Horse. And what is that? This was a journey for me. It had been a bucket race of mine. I am also a runner. And it was just one of those things where I had to go do it. It is the only, well, there's kind of two others, but it was the first one, where you actually try to outrun a horse
Wow.
over 22. Well, the fun part about the race is you actually don't know how long it is. It's 20 between 22 and 26 miles, given the terrain that they actually measure it on. So my race was about 23 miles of Welsh countryside running against people on horseback. When I say running against people on horseback, I mean I'm literally running next to a horse.
Wow, that's
And
crazy.
Leslie, I'm happy to say I outran. I don't like to say I beat because that's weird. I outran. I outran 17 horses that day.
Wow, that's pretty impressive. I'm impressed. Well, I was going to say the fun fact I do know about you, which is kind of cool, is that unfortunately you planned a wedding and this thing called COVID happened.
Oh,
You
yes.
end up getting married at a local pet-a-pet zoo with a
The
giraffe.
Reston Zoo, yes. Well, when it was called the Reston Zoo, it's now called Never Wild, but yes. My husband's best man was Waffles the giraffe, and unfortunately, his brother, they live in Chile, so he wasn't able to come up for the wedding with his family, given it was COVID times. So we got married at the zoo with a small group of people, and Waffles the giraffe was my husband's best man.
Love
So.
it. Well, I think we'd go on a whole podcast episode on that, but we're gonna look. So, Rachel, what does courage mean to you?
Courage means that for me, I really don't think of myself as like a courageous person. I just kind of get an idea in my head and I have to go do it. I've been that way my entire life. And so I think courage for me is just kind of built in, and you just have to trust yourself, and trust that whatever is kind of that idea that's sticking in your head, do it and see what happens. My husband says that that is my superhero power because he's very opposite of me. And if I want to do something, I just do it.
My guest 2 weeks ago was the exact same thing. She's like, her husband holds her back sometimes because she just jumps, and that's the whole premise behind Why Not Today. And that's so my mentality is, you got an idea, just do it. Like Nike says, but why not today? Just get started. Where and really, what I hope to do with this podcast and everything else I'm doing is encourage people to do it, to do the thing, to pursue their dreams, to live their life, to have the fun, to make the commitment, because we're not promised tomorrow. And so many people are just, they overthink it and think and think and think, and then they never do it. So, yeah, why not?
Yeah, I think my husband never holds me back.
Well,
That's why I married him.
I was gonna say,
But
Jessica, who
yeah.
I interviewed, her husband doesn't hold her back. Sometimes he's like she was using the example, like one day she decides she wanted to redo her kitchen and like sledgehammer in hand, ready to go. And
Oh
he's like, maybe we should think through this a little bit before we start destroying it, which is what my father did one time a week before Christmas. He took a sledgehammer to our kitchen, decided was going to redo it. Crazy. But all right, so let's talk about your courage journeys and why not today moments. And I know, so you had your first business was, we say shoes, but it was really
Yeah,
orthotics.
it was Custom Foot Orthotics.
Okay.
My company, well, it
Just
was
say, do you still do it?
I don't do it. I like to say I'm retired.
Okay.
I'm still a certified podorthist, but that's somebody who makes custom foot orthotics and does
Okay.
shoe repair, does custom shoe repair and things like that.
Okay.
I started, my whole why has always been, even before I put some words to it, is creativity, connection, and impact. And even with that business, it follows my line of why I do things. And Soulful Orthotics started because I was running and I had to go. I had a foot injury and I found out that I had pronated or turned in my feet a lot. And then I had a pair of orthotics made. I didn't think they were very good for what we paid for them. And so I said, in true Rachel fashion, I said, well, I think, I'm going to school for sports medicine. I've always been a runner. I know a lot about shoes. I used to work at my first job, and my job through high school was at a running store in Winchester called Runner's Retreat. And it's like, you know what? I want to learn how to make these better. And so I went to school, certified podorthist. I got my, and then I also got my exercise science degree and sports medicine education. And I started Soul for Orthotics. And the impact piece was I lived in Winchester. So I lived in a rural area where it's kind of hard for people to get to places sometimes. So I thought about, let's make this mobile. And I actually built out of a 6x12 box trailer a mobile fabrication lab where I would go and I would cast people for their orthotics, and then I would make their orthotics for them within 3.5 hours.
Wow.
And that was an amazing business. I loved it. However, it's a lot of driving. It's a lot of a lot of stuff going around. So then I got a call from NIH, where NIH said, hey, we need a certified podorthist to come work for us in the rehab medicine department. Would you come work for us? And I said, yes. And so then the mobile business kind of got put away a little bit, and I started to work for NIH, which I did for about 7 years. And I loved that job so
I'm
much.
not about
NIH is the best place in the world for research and just medicine miracles. I was kind of the bonus at NIH. Basically, if you came to Building 10, you get this whole like medical workup. And if you're having knee pain, back pain, any kind of joint pain or anything, you got to come see me and get free orthotics through the NIH and their protocol treatments.
Wow.
So I was kind of like the bonus one. Everybody liked coming to me because they got to
Yeah,
do it for
that's awesome.
free, which is great because everybody there is on special protocols, and it takes a lot of these. I mean, people coming from all over the world. It was really cool. So I
That's
did that
awesome.
for 7 years, driving from Herndon to Bethesda was soul sucking, and I hated it. For 4 days a week, I would drive to Bethesda. So that was about 4 hours a day in a car, roughly. And I just am not one person that can sit in a car that long with my thoughts in traffic. And so, but I do pride myself on that I did do it for 7 years. So that's good. I kind of wanted to change. I was kind of getting a little burned out from the drive and everything. So we lived in Herndon, and I wanted, again, my thing has always been creativity, connection, and impact. So I wanted to see some more small businesses in the town of Herndon. It's a great little town. I love it. And so we were at tea with my father-in-law, who is my hus you know husband's boyfriend. My husband was my boyfriend at the time, so his dad.
Okay.
And so we went to this tea place in Philadelphia that I loved, and I love tea. And there's this place called the Head Nut out in Philadelphia that has a floor to ceiling of tea and coffee. And it was like the greatest place for a tea lover, because you could literally just take it off the shelf, they'll measure it out for you bulk, and then you go home with it. And I'd never seen anything like it. And I was like, we need to do something like that. And I wanted to, the whole place is a bulk food supply store. And so first I wanted to do bulk food supply. And I was like, oh my gosh, maybe the Head Nut will franchise to me. I wanted to franchise it. But unfortunately, they don't franchise out of the Philadelphia area. So I was like, okay, I'm not going to sit here and source all of these nuts and
Right.
candies. And I was like, let's just focus on it. So I focused in on the tea because that's what I knew the best. And then my thing that kind of was the breaking point, and I always joke with my father-in-law, I say, you're to blame for this. We were at an afternoon tea place, and we were sitting there, and he's like, yeah, I think you should do this, Rachel. And you always need that one person that's gonna
I
like,
call those your why not today moments.
Yeah. And so
That
that
you
was my
remember where
why
you were, what you're doing in both those instances.
Yep. And so my why not today moment was when my father-in-law was like, "Yeah, you should do it." And I was like, "Yeah, I should do it." And then at that point, I was doing it.
Love it. And
So.
I think that's where I kind of started to see what you were doing, because you were starting this tea place in Herndon, and it was called Eldon Street Tea Shop because you were going to be on Eldon Street. And I kept seeing you at farmers markets and events and things, and it's like, when's it going to open? And it wasn't opening. And so finally you opened your brick and mortar. When was that? How long ago?
2018. It was November 2018.
And not on Eldon Street, but another street in Herndon.
Yes. So we did a year of, so 2017 to 2018, I was in ArtSpace Herndon as an 80 square foot pop-up space. And we did tea and board games every Saturday to gain kind of marketing. I wasn't planning on being there for that long, but our space on Eldon Street was taking, as it always does, longer than it should have. And it was taking longer and longer. And so I started to see a dwindling in the people coming to the pop-up. And I felt like, pop-ups have an expiration date. They don't last forever. It's kind of like a trendy thing, right? So I started looking around town to see if there was other space available. And right behind the space where I was going to be going, there was the cute little street, the building on Pine Street. And I made some calls. We went and looked at it. I mean, I was in love with my space because I was going to own it, and I was building it out. I had this beautiful build out plan. And then I remember going into the Pine Street space and just being like, crap, it's actually really nice.
Another why not today moment.
Yeah. And so then I made the decision to get out of that contract. They had breached their contract anyways, so we were able to leave. And then we ended up moving into that space, I guess, 2 months later.
Yeah.
So,
And through that, you survived COVID,
yes.
which I'm sure was difficult. And then you ended up with the situation where you had to move again.
Yes.
And
Yes. So we
so, to
survived.
my blessing, you moved in my neighborhood.
Yeah. We
So,
survived COVID, and then unfortunately our lease, when it was up, we couldn't come to terms with the landlord, unfortunately. So, but fortunately for
that,
Leslie, I'm now in
but
Lake
now,
Ann.
exactly. So, Eldon Street Tea Shop is now not even in Herndon, but in Reston, for those
Yeah.
people listening local. And, it took you a while to get opened. I think you moved in the space, you said the other day, January of 2024. And when did you
January,
finally open?
January 27th of 2024, and then we opened, and quite honestly, it was actually pretty quick. We opened April 20, I want to say April 24th
Okay.
or something
I guess
like
it seemed
that.
longer because I was walking through it with you every day. And by the way, I just met somebody who, husband has a business and he helps people with permitting, like
Oh,
getting
good.
through the per. I'm like, ooh, that's a good thing to have in your back pocket for anybody that needs it.
Yeah, well, with my work with the Small Business Commission, that's something we do. And I'd love to have his information
Yeah,
because
I will definitely pass it on.
that would be helpful for me to help. So.
Yeah. All right. So now you've got this new tea shop and you've been doing amazing. You do an amazing tea festival that you've done the last couple of years. And then, because I'm almost seeing you daily, and I love that, like the other morning, you were in the tea shop and I stopped by with the dog. It was pouring down rain. You weren't even officially open. And we had a nice little mastermind power session for 20 minutes. And that's really what I want to help people with, women and all of us, to mastermind together. And although we have completely different businesses, now we've been able to combine them and do stuff together. But what really made me think that I wanted you on this podcast is talk about, in the beginning of the year, you were feeling like, I don't want to put words in your mouth, but I remember you saying you're going to take a couple days by yourself to figure out what you're doing or what your why is. And so you and your husband, I think, are doing a book club together with Simon Sinek, Start With Why. Is that right?
Oh, yes.
And so you spent time doing that, and I love how you came about it. So I love sharing other people's inspiration stories, but I also want to give people some context and some tools to, like, all right, if you're kind of stuck with where you're going or what you're doing, or need some direction. How did you, what was that process? And how, and then let's talk about how that came about, what you're doing new.
The process was very scary because it came from a place of fear. I had an incident in October where I'm not proud of it, but it happened where I actually had several employees walk out on me. And it really, when that happened, I mean, October is a terrible time for that to happen because I had all but one. One stayed, and she's amazing, and I love her. When that happens, you start to figure, try to say, what happened, and what did I do wrong, and what should I have done, and maybe I shouldn't be doing this. Maybe I should be focusing on my family. Maybe I should be, doing something else. And so, that was but I didn't have time to really think about that. And so too much because I had to get ready for holiday season. And so I ended up, because we only had one employee, I ended up working about 25 days straight on my own. I didn't actually even realize I had been working that much until my husband pointed it out.
Well, before you keep going, two lessons with all that is one, that we all get stuck and we all hit that place. And whether it's some, and usually it's some incident, and that's, I call my why not today moments, that something happened that totally pivots you. And two, especially as women, we know how to buckle down and just work. And then we pick our head up and don't realize what we've done, and we're exhausted and depleted, and there's nothing left. And I think, I know that's where
Exactly.
you are because, and
Yep.
didn't you get sick after all that? And
I got sick. I was dealing with exhaustion, basically. My husband actually,
isn't
my
it
husband and
amazing? Our
my.
body will help us. Well, it
Yes.
won't.
Yeah. They'll say, I would like you to be on. I would like to be on forced rest now. So my amazing husband and my father worked our largest festival event in December for me because I could not even stand for a very long time after that. I mean, not after the 25 days, but just the stress, the exhaustion, the working, the being a mom,
All
all
the
the
stuff.
things. So anyways, in January, I decided, okay. And I had a plan that I was going to do, and we were going to do this new kind of setup. But in my, that feeling that current, like in your like deepest of guts, like there's something there that's not, it's not right. It's not right, right? And I just kept having this feeling, even though all of this plan, it was gonna like free me up. I was gonna have my weekends back. I was gonna have, this whole plan. And I ignored it as much as I could. But then in January, I went and sat with myself to really make sure that this plan that I wanted to do was what I wanted to do. And so for 7 hours a day, I didn't go to a cabin and like, or I didn't go, find myself in the woods or go, anyway, go to a hotel or whatever, because I do have a 3-year-old and, my husband had been watching her full time while all this is happening, and I got my employees back up and everything. And so he said, well, you have from like 8 a.m. to 7 p.m. every day to go find yourself. And so I was like, okay, fair enough. So I literally for the whole first week of January, I just sat with my thoughts. I sat and I wrote things out. I even asked ChatGPT things to kind of sit with me. I know that's kind of a weird concept, but
Not at all these days.
sometimes it's kind of, just kind of an interesting way to look at things. And I kind of just looked at my business and my life from every angle and what I wanted and why I was doing it. And that's what I kept asking. I would ask myself why. And then as soon as I figured out kind of like why something was, I figured out that I like to create. Okay, you like to create. Why do you like to create? I like the connection and just kind of asking myself why until I was satisfied with the answer. And if that's literally how I came to where I am, and decided not to change. Well, I did decide to change the business model, but I didn't change it in the way that I was planning on doing. And I'm
Yeah.
much happier
Well,
with
I
what
can
I
tell
decided.
just your energy around, and we'll talk about that in a second, but I think that's important, the why and taking time. And I think we get so busy, and especially after COVID, we've all just been in survival mode for so long, and we need to go back to thriving and dreaming. I know somebody else that, she had a successful business and then just we're surviving. And so she's had to figure out why she was doing this and had to come up with a bigger why, just like you said, a why. And so, whether you can take 3 days or just take a longer shower sometimes, go for a walk. I always walk in the morning, and I don't get up super early. I spend do quiet time. I mean, I get up, but I don't start working because I'm doing quiet time and reading and walking and listening. And getting my brain, I'm like, you know what? I start sometimes I feel guilty, like, oh, it's 10 o'clock. I haven't even taken a shower yet. But I'm making time to think and plan, and those are when the ideas. And for me, getting in the car and going somewhere, the ideas start to roll, that I think we all need to take the time. So whether you're read a book called Start With Why, or but we just you just gotta keep asking why, and be open to, I think, the universe, whoever giving you those nudges and those ideas, and not be so head down working that you're not have your eyes open to and ears open to listen and watch and see where you can make things
One
work.
of the things that I've actually given myself permission to do is to not overwork, to work within the parameters of a healthy living style. A lot of times, a lot of entrepreneurs, they think, oh, I stayed up till 3 a.m. working on this. I stayed, I worked all night on this. I pulled an all-nighter. Like
Right.
that catches up with you.
Yes.
And I
And we need
think
that
if
time
you,
off.
we work smarter when we give ourselves the proper amount of sleep for our bodies, that varies based on who you are as a person. Making sure that you're taking time out to do the things you love. I do have like a task manager that does have those things written on it. Making sure I take and I read 5 pages of a book, and
Yeah.
just kind
We
of
got to
really
fill
holding
our
yourself
cup.
accountable.
And what's those
Yeah,
things that
you
fill
say
your
that.
cup? I was at the tea shop the other day, and there was somebody I know that there was there with her mom, and the two of them were doing a book club together, reading books, and then they met for tea. I'm like, isn't that sweet? But yeah. All right. So you said we'd be longer than the normal time, and we are. So we gotta. But so your three things you're focused on are creativity, connection, and impact, which so aligns with what I'm doing in Why Not Today. So let's talk about quickly what you're doing different in the tea shop so people want to come, and then we'll talk about what we're doing together.
So a couple of things that we're doing differently. We are focusing more on retail. So we used to do afternoon tea parties and the like, but it's a lot more work than people expect.
Yeah.
And it
Well, you went
honestly,
over and above and beyond with it.
yes, well,
You made them super special.
my 80% is always too much. But yes. So I kind of cut back because not only do the parties, it's one thing if the parties were, a really big revenue source, but they cost me a lot of money. So, we're just kind of being smarter about our business and we're doing more of a retail focused experience. We just launched yesterday, Leslie. I had 20 influencers at my tea shop
You
last
told me you were
yes.
doing that, and I was down on the Plaza at Eclipses making balloon arches for the Super Bowl, and I saw people walking by. So
Yes,
did that go well?
it went amazing.
Oh,
And
good.
so we launched with them our custom blending parties. So you can come in and create your own blend of tea. You get to name it however you want. We provide the label for you. So you there's a list, there's a recipe card that you fill out, and you get to keep the recipe card so that you can actually make it again if you enjoy the blend. So the recipe card, you pick your base, and then you can pick up to two flavors that are included with the price of your tea, or you can add on an additional third flavor that's an additional price. You get to pick the container that it goes in. So you can either have it in a gold bag, you can have it in one of our metal containers or one of our seasonal glass jars that we have. Right now we have like a glass heart one. And you get to customize, and then the spot on the label tells you, like, you can write whatever you want, and then we'll print out the label for you.
Fun.
Yeah,
Fun. We
it's
need to
gonna
come do
be,
that. We need to do a why not
yeah,
today event around that.
exactly. And we are gonna do like specific events around it, but and then the other offering we're offering is you can come in anytime and get a tea flight. We also have these tea flight presentation parties. So you can come in with a group and we'll teach you how to properly taste a cup of tea using all five senses and learning a little bit about tea tasting and what you're looking for. And then it's almost like wine tasting. You know, when you go to a
Love it.
winery, it's like that. It's kind of experience. So those are our two big parties that are coming out, or two big party options that are coming or that are out now. I've got some other ones and we'll be releasing later this spring.
Yay.
But yeah, so, and you can come into the shop and get loose leaf tea anytime, cups of tea, pots of tea. We have amazing tea lattes.
Which I
Yeah,
had the
all
other
kinds
day,
of stuff.
which, and your shop is so welcoming and warm. And the other day I met somebody there and we were going to go get coffee. I'm like, let's go to the tea shop instead. And she'd never been there. And it was a cold, rainy, yucky day.
Yeah.
And it was just so warm and comforting in there. And
Oh,
so
thank
whether
you.
you're just looking for a cup of tea or you want to do an event or bring your laptop and get some work done, which I've done, which I love that. And so as Rachel and I have connected and talked so much recently, we came up with an event that we host once a month on the third Friday of the month called Why Not Today Connect and Sip. And it is an opportunity for people, more business owners, small business owners, although we've had people with a business ideas. We had somebody retired the other day is looking at something. And it's a way to come and brainstorm, mastermind with like-minded people and just enjoy some tea together and some conversation. It's not give your elevator speech. It's more get to know each other. We've asked people, tell me a little about you and what do you need support with? And so it's been all kinds of things. And I think one month we talked about, best organization tips and how to get rid of stuff and the stuff in our life. And so one month we had women there talking about the complex kiddos that need a little assistance and companies around that. So it's been very welcoming and I love your space and people love the event. So third Friday. Anything you want to
Yes.
add about that?
Well, we also have the date for our third annual Northern Virginia Tea Festival.
Okay.
It's going to be held at Lake Ann.
Oh, it is. Okay,
It's
good.
the 18th and the 19th
Of
of May.
okay.
Yes.
All
And
right.
if you've never been to the Tea Festival, it is amazing.
Well, you did
It's
a
in
great job. I mean, you weren't even open last year and you did it in
I
such a
know.
way.
Well, and that's also, I think I was Icarus and flew too close to the sun last year a little bit. And as far as like, I think it goes, sometimes when you get excited, you decide you want to do all the things. I also have ADHD, so I luckily my executive function works just enough that I'm able to actually focus to get the things done. But yes, this
That's
year,
awesome.
we're going to do classes. We have Japanese tea ceremony, Korean tea ceremony, Chinese tea ceremony. On Saturday will be the classes and the presentations. On Sunday will be also the tea ceremonies and the vendor events, along with yoga and tea meditation.
That's
So,
awesome. So I'm sure we'll be sharing more about that. So yay.
sure.
So how would you encourage somebody else to say why not today, to just do it, to discover their why?
Yes. Sometimes it is scary to take that leap. But it is you I think it is important to sit with it. If it doesn't go away, I have many ideas that I have not shared with you, Leslie, but they're in the rainy day booklet, right? And so one
Totally
time,
agree.
right, when they when it's time, I will know when it's time to release them,
Well, and
right?
sometimes we have to sit with them, and I always say, like, when you're figuring out your one word, you have to think about it, go in, go up and pray about it, and then go out and look for it. And
Yep.
so you kind of like you have that idea, and then all of a sudden you get all this confirmation or all these people say, and you're like, oh, okay, it's time to roll with this.
Yes, it just has to be, and it's okay if it's not the right time. And if it's not the right time, then let it. The thing is, everything, if you don't do it today, it doesn't necessarily, I mean, I know it kind of goes against your why not today,
But
but
sometimes it's not today.
yeah,
And
sometimes it's not
I had somebody
today.
on my podcast, and her courageous moment was she was going to write a book and decide it wasn't right for her. So sometimes the why not today is not.
Well, and
I
I'll
had
tell
an
you with
idea.
I was going to say, for I was I'm a long distance runner, and one of the things was I had always had it in my head I wanted to do a 100 miler, and I've been that's been a bucket list item of mine. I was training for it, and I made it to I was training for the so usually when you do a 100 miler you want to do like a 50 miler or something in between to get you ready for the 100 miler like 4 months in advance.
Not on my list at all. So da 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 da.
So I was getting ready to run the JFK 50 miler. Well, before that I ran this 30 mile race. I run a lot, but I've never officially run a marathon. Still haven't to this day run a marathon. I have done a 30 miler, but have not done an official marathon. I ran that 30 miler. It about killed me. I thought I broke every bone in my foot. And
Oh.
I was like, nah, I'm not doing it. I have no desire to
And
run any further
sometimes,
than this.
we need to let go of it. And I love that.
Yes. Yeah.
With talking about having that idea. So one of my big ideas is really promoting merchandise. And somebody several years ago told me a story about somebody doing things with the merchandise. I listened to a podcast about it. It's Women's in Texas. And I was having lunch with somebody this summer, and I was telling her that story, but not the extent of it. And she was like, oh, I have a friend that does something like that, did something like that. And she told me, and we were talking about the exact same person. For all those things to collide and that conversation happened, like the person I was talking to is from New Zealand. She met this person that does it and that's from Texas randomly at an airport. And
Wow.
then for my friend in New York to tell me about it was just crazy. But yeah, so it's one of those things. All right, I'm paying attention. There's something here. So I always try to connect all my guests to my dad and ask, if they knew him, and most people didn't. I mean, he's passed away 11 years ago now, but just try to connect things with you and him. And I would say the first thing is your love and care for Herndon and wanting a business there. I don't know if you know this, but he worked for the town of Herndon
Oh.
in the late 80s, trying to come up with a master plan. And I still have him. I still have all his documents and everything, but they could never come to any agreement.
My,
So,
how the things have changed? Question
no, yeah.
mark.
And your entrepreneur spirit. He owned his own business my whole life. And so, love that connection. But, just thinking outside the box, which you do, which I love that about you. So,
Thank
thank
you.
you for all your insight and courage stories and all that you're doing. And I'm so grateful to have you a part of my life. And thank you everybody for joining us on this inspiring journey. Remember, every day is an opportunity to take action, chase your dreams, and make a difference. So why not today? And you could subscribe, share, and keep pushing forward. And I'm super excited that we do have finally a new website. It's whynottodaymovement.com, where you can find all the
Yay.
things from merchandise to events to coaching to courses, everything to help support you with the Why Not Today movement to inspire you to live your life, do it with courage, and pursue those dreams. So until next time, stay motivated and keep things happen. Make things happen, I mean. Thanks, Rachel, for being my guest.
Thank you for having me, Leslie.